The following program contains swearing right from the fucking start.
Hello and welcome back to We Don't Do Stuff. I'm Sunny Dapp.
And I'm Jazz, and this is our podcast about stuff we don't do, but we will eventually.
So Jazz, what have we missed in Birmingham this week?
So obviously Birmingham being the capital of Ireland.
Yep.
We missed St. Patrick's Day.
Oh man.
So this is the bit where you're going to explain what St. Patrick's Day is.
Okay, so
it's nice and easy.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day is a celebration
of
the Roman Catholic feast day of the patron saint of Ireland.
Yeah.
St. Patrick, who actually died on this day.
Oh, did he?
So I think they're celebrating his, is it right to say his martyrdom?
Oh, right. Was he killed?
Was he killed? Or he probably died on it.
Yeah.
Either way, he died on this day. But the question I think I wanted to find out was he even Irish? Because we know that, according to history, he escaped to Ireland.
Hmm.
But was he Irish? And I'm trying to figure out where he was born. I think he might have been born in Rome. But there's no way to fact check it.
Not even on Wikipedia.
I'm taking the mic in it. I don't know. I can't actually think. But I'll tell you here's some fun facts.
Go on.
Fun facts. So you know the shamrock,
yeah,
which is basically the three-leaf clover.
Yeah.
That's actually
Isn't
used
it four?
To... Four-leaf clover is lucky, but the three-leaf clover is actually used to explain the Holy Trinity in Christianity.
Okay.
So the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, and... no, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Son, and the Holy Father, yeah. So that's interesting. I didn't know that. That was an interesting fact. So that's the thing. We've got to find out if he was Irish or not. But I think he was born in Roman Britain.
Where does the whole green thing come from?
Okay, so no idea. I just think it must be obviously related to the Irish flag.
And I'm glad that we prepared for this show.
Absolutely, but you know what?
Full of facts.
But I was thinking, okay, so St. Patrick wasn't from Ireland, but obviously celebrating Ireland. But obviously, because we've been watching Shark Tank and stuff.
Yeah.
I think I want to come back to this, innit?
Okay,
I might come back
cool.
to this. I'll come back to this, innit? So what are the things that we miss in Birmingham? So St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, so we definitely miss St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Because I think in Birmingham, there's quite a large Irish community.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's always something going on.
Yeah.
So I think we missed that. That would have been quite
interesting. Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, everyone is doing something, but I don't drink anymore, so I'm happy. I don't mind I missed it.
Okay, the other thing that we missed, which I like the sound of, was the Jewellery Quarter Birmingham Food Tour.
Okay, I'm glad I missed that.
Yeah, so there's this company called Birmingham Food Tour.
Okay.
.co.uk. And basically, they do tours in Birmingham where you pay like 40 quid.
Yeah.
And you can go and do the tour, and you can go around like about 6 different locations. You get small plates of food to eat, and it's about a 4 to 6 hour tour or something like that.
So you end up just walking around all the eateries, all the restaurants in Birmingham?
Not all of them, probably like in a small area.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And you end up like eating some food and stuff. But I was having a look at their website for when their next stuff is.
Yeah.
But everything seems to be sold out, so it's quite popular by the looks of it.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Why don't we just follow them and just end up eating the food what we're going to eat anyway? Think about
your price. They probably got it like preset. It's like a...
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I think £45 okay.
Yeah, but okay. Mm. But it depends. I mean, if they charge you 45 quid and just take you to a Greggs and a Subway, and you're thinking, wait a minute. I'm getting ripped off here.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be able to sustain their business on that. Everyone would know that it's rubbish.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we missed the Jewellery Quarter Food Tour in Birmingham, but there's some other ones going on.
Okay.
And the final thing that we missed was the Amy Winehouse Experience.
Okay, where's this happening?
Well, we missed it.
Okay, where was this happening?
So it was in the O2 Academy.
Okay.
So it was basically a group who was an authentic tribute... do a tribute to Amy Winehouse.
Do they have an Amy Winehouse look like as well, or just the singing and stuff?
I think they're called Lioness, and I think they got somebody who looks like Amy Winehouse. They would do, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose they're a tribute actor. Okay.
Yeah, so they got a tour called the Legacy Tour.
Yeah.
Which is happening throughout 2019.
That sounds cool, man. That's
I think there's probably like two things that I thought were pretty good. The Amy Winehouse thing.
And the food tour.
The food thing, yeah.
Yeah. That sounds pretty cool, man. So let's on to our next section. What's trending on social media?
So I think there's quite a few big things trending.
Yeah.
And there's one thing that was probably the worst thing, didn't it? Like the tragedy that happened in Christchurch in New Zealand.
So that terrorist attack that occurred.
So obviously that was trending.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, obviously that's a lot of things that you could say about it.
Yeah.
But I think the only thing that kind of, like, you know, I don't want to like talk about it loads.
Yeah. I think it's obviously,
it's,
like,
it's quite a,
it's a horrible thing,
it's
that's
horrible,
occurred.
It's a sensitive subject as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
But and basically, it's the only thing that I think I would, that was quite shocking about this was,
yeah,
that it was filmed and it was on
Facebook,
so the, streamed.
Yeah.
And like the guy made like a video.
Yeah.
And he Facebook streamed it, and like that video is being shared around on social media, which is
it's,
obviously
and it's been shut down as well. Like quite a lot of all the mainstream things have said, mainstream social media platforms said, if they find that video, they're shutting it down.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible.
And then
absolutely
obviously
horrible.
This guy was part of like some Facebook groups as well that were,
yeah, so like
that would share propaganda basically.
Yeah.
So I think the only other backlash that I've seen from it is from like your general folk.
Yeah.
Is calling out their friends, family, colleagues, co-workers, and anyone on their social media that shares propaganda.
It's about time.
Just calling them out and
it's
saying
about
that, you know,
time
like,
that the white community
you...
spoke out about this issue, man.
Yeah, and you saying that, why are you guys sharing this propaganda?
And basically,
I mean, I've got about two or three people on my Facebook that constantly share it, but they're like work colleagues and like,
yeah,
like, you know, like,
and they don't realize the effects that that has.
Yeah.
You know, it's absolutely horrible, man. Like, you know, just seeing the, I mean, they released the thing of the victims as well. You have, I don't know, 49, 50 people that were massacred. It's horrible, absolutely horrible.
And I think the only other thing that I would probably say about it is like that video is being sent around and people are sharing it and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. But I think it's like, we've said it a few times before that people, when it's like brown people, people dehumanize them.
Absolutely, yeah.
So like they're sharing this video around where people have literally been killed on the day
that's
happened or the day after.
Yeah.
And people are still sharing the video. But you wouldn't see anybody sharing any.
Well, they wouldn't. That same person wouldn't be sharing the Manchester bombings that happened in the Ariana Grande
like,
concert.
Imagine showing that.
Yeah. No one. Like, no one would be sharing that. No one would be putting that forward.
No. Just imagine sharing any video.
Yeah.
Of somebody being shot and killed who was a civilian.
Yeah.
And sharing it around.
Yeah.
Like nobody would do that.
Yeah.
If it was white people in it.
And the thing as well is like the media have obviously have not labeled this a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
It's just called it mosque attack.
Hmm.
So, which it is a terrorist attack. This guy had a political thing.
Because
he
was
radicalized.
Really like far right.
Yeah. So the guy was radicalized. He had a political agenda to his thing. He wanted to cause disruption and death and thingy. So. Yeah, it's just a horrible man.
Hmm.
But yeah, this has brought a lot of things.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
else?
Like, I don't really know what I say about it. But like, there was this one video where this guy was reporting on it straight away from New Zealand, was a news reporter, and he was saying, "I'm not shocked that this has happened."
Yeah.
So he was a Muslim news reporter, and he was saying he's not shocked. But to be honest with you, are you shocked that this has happened? Like, it was almost like boiling up to this point.
Well, it's always has been. Even the that guy, that Norwegian guy who done the massacre as well, and was he in Norway or Scandinavia? I can't remember. There's too many. Basically, they're saying that there's news reports and actual reports and studies and criminal offences and records saying that most of these large attacks have been committed by white men, and that's interesting because we never seem to hear that. It's always individual. So it's always, he had mental health issues. Oh, how can this... I mean, even the headline for this, the Daily Mirror came out with, how can this angelic
white,
boy,
blonde...
Boy, blue-eyed, blonde boy become this massacre, this murderer. And it's horrible.
I think that's the only way that white people can relate to something, when they relate it back to themselves.
Yeah.
And then they feel empathy towards it.
Yeah. And it's totally wrong because obviously if that was a brown person that committed that, it would be like straight away, oh, here's a picture of the person taking a selfie and evil murderer, killer, whatever, or, you know, terrorist. So, you know, it's good that...
And they're like justifying it, saying, oh, his dad died of cancer and this happened and that happened.
But that's what's going to always happen. Yeah. Like if it's, you know, Family Guy done a joke about it where they had a colour card.
Yeah.
And if it was...
I think everyone's seen that meme.
Yeah, everyone's seen that meme, yeah. And it's true, you know, it's horrible, you know. And I think the report he's saying, the New Zealand report, is absolutely right. It's not a surprise this has happened. And also, you know, it's The great thing about what New Zealand recently done as well, they basically, well, claimed, or I don't know if they are, but they said they're
changing the gun laws.
Change the gun laws, making it more restricted. And
I actually thought they already had the same policy as UK. You know, I didn't realize.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well.
Yeah,
like you always thinking it, but
yeah, because you don't hear about mass shootings in
New Zealand, side of the world. But that's the thing was, like, I think obviously the whole UK, like basically everything in America gets reported or gets on social media because we're probably following a lot of. But when something like this, probably when a mass shooting, well, not a mass shooting, but when a shooting or crime does happen in that part of the world, it probably doesn't get picked up. But now it's a lot of the mainstream media, all these far right tabloids and then
people are
something
saying
to answer
that,
for, man.
People saying, oh, like there's Christian being people being killed in other parts of the world, like I don't know, like Africa or like, you know, like Israel and all these kind of countries. Yeah, but isn't this what these people call the third world countries? So who are we following, or what news reports are going to report about those countries? Because they're not Western countries.
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas like these countries, like New Zealand is a westernized country, isn't it?
Yeah.
So obviously they're going to report it when that happens there, because it's not the norm and it's unusual.
Yeah.
And usually the things that are reported are things that are out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
So these things that happen in these other countries, it's not no one's acknowledging them or they don't feel sympathy towards them or whatever. It's basically they're not reported.
Yeah.
And in those countries, it's not, they're not seen as like,
it's like there was
countries, isn't it?
Like Al Jazeera reported a terrorist attack that occurred where the same time it happened with Donald Trump tweeted Kafafi or something like that. You know, and basically people were sharing that news story about Donald Trump more than a terrorist attack that occurred in I can't remember what part of the world, but it's basically a Middle Eastern country, and they were just saying that.
This one, are you telling me that this happened at the same time? I don't even remember that.
And they basically hashtagged that, and they said, "You've probably shared this more and read about this more, this Kafafi thing that Donald Trump, you know, you know, misspelt than the act, than people dying." But you're absolutely right. I think that's the problem we got as well, that we, the Western media doesn't pick any of that up.
Yeah,
and it's just basically feeding us a narrative of, these people are bad, these people are good.
Yeah.
But when these people that are good, air quotes. Yeah.
So basically, the news report was reporting that how can a good white person.
Yeah. And that's always the case. Always the case. There was that, you know, there's so many cases of American, white American males shooting up the place, you know. And it's always, how did this happen? How did this guy manage to.
Yeah, humanizing it, basically. Yeah. So whereas, like, when they're reporting on.
But it's obviously
brown terrorists or whatever.
Yeah.
It's always dehumanized these people.
Yeah,
like, you know, like, we about that.
Man, it could just be a black guy who's just driving his car, and then the police end up shooting him because they felt threatened.
Yeah.
And that goes on to another thing that's I've seen trending on social media
on,
now.
So what's the other thing?
Well, it's kind of related to this. I'm trying to step away from him, but basically this, I don't know who this is, man. So this apparently comedian, named Jess Hilarious.
Yeah,
was on a flight, and her and a lot of other people felt threatened by four Asian men, in a turban and a beard, and she was like, "Oh, I feel threatened," and then they got them four people chucked off.
Yeah, I saw this tweet. I'm trending on social media as well, actually.
And I was like, I'm thinking, this is what the problem is. Like, it's Islamophobia, it's xenophobia, it's being afraid of other people. That's causing this, man. And it's like, what the hell? It's totally messed up, man. So I just
so I don't know who this comedian is.
Yeah.
And like, you kind of think to yourself, if somebody has to call themselves hilarious or try to say something
they're
funny
to
them, like,
they're
probably not in it.
Yeah, exactly, man. Yeah. Like, I just think that it's just like, not even considering the recent events that have occurred, literally.
Yeah.
You know, open your eyes, man. And then you just, you think to yourself, you know what? The worst thing is when it's a marginalised group, whether they're black or Asian or whatever, thinking othering another marginalised group.
Yeah.
Like, you think that person, the people that you marginalising, you think they're going to turn around and look at you and say the same thing. So I think sometimes, like,
that. So basically, she was on getting on a flight.
Yeah.
And she saw some Asian
men.
And she said she feels threatened, and she made this video, like, posted it on social media.
Yeah.
And then she had like a backlash from that social media. But I do agree with you, and she's saying, oh no, it didn't really happen, I was joking, I was messing. But I've seen the video, And you can tell that she wasn't joking.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's, he wasn't like done in comedy. Like, if he was a joke, you're not on a fucking comedy platform. You,
well, not even that, man. Like, you social, think yeah. about the actual time, what's occurring, man. Be yeah. aware and relevant that people have been killed. 49 people have been killed.
Yeah.
Because someone was scared of Muslims.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 49 New Zealanders.
Like, irrational fear.
Exactly.
Of people
yeah.
for no reason.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
And, like, yeah. So, this is what I mean. Like, whatever show she's on, man.
Hopefully, it's cancelled, man. She has to get cancelled, man.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing what happened with Joe Budden. Like, he basically took a picture of this old Asian guy and took a picture of him in an airport and said, "Not on my watch." And you're like, shut up, Joe Budden. Like, what are you playing at?
Who's this geezer?
Joe Budden is a hip-hop artist, man. And you'd like, but people called him out on Twitter, man. They said that, what the hell are you doing? Why are you spreading that hatred?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the same, you spreading that hatred to people and people are lapping it up. Those same people you're spreading hatred to, that's going to turn you back on you anyway. And they probably already have turned you back on you.
So another thing that came after this
terrorist
attack was that egg boy. Did you see that?
Yeah, so what was happening there, man?
Okay, so basically, some New Zealand prime minister.
Or wait, he was it the Prime Minister?
Not Prime Minister, sorry. Like, some New Zealand member of Parliament? Member of Parliament, yeah, or whatever, yeah. He turned around and said that something related along the lines of that the people brought it onto themselves.
Yeah.
And, like, that's just fucked up, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's messed up.
Do you know what I mean? Like, those people there, there's innocent kids and women and all this kind of stuff. Like, you know, like, how did they bring that onto themselves?
Well, just innocent people, man, that are just getting on with their life. Trying to just live a normal life as much as they can.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then,
so basically, the user turnaround goes that they brought it onto themselves.
Yeah.
And then somebody who was listening to it,
yeah,
they cracked an egg on the geezer's head.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the guy's obviously like some kind of racist geezer, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
And they basically, his thugs, tackle this geezer down and they're like holding the geezer in a chokehold.
That's messed up.
Like, he's the one who's gone and bloody shot the terrorist. You get me?
That's the thing.
I bet nobody even held that dude who shot the people in a chokehold the way that they're holding this geezer for throwing an egg.
Well, that's the thing, man. They want to use that same excessive force on the terrorist.
Yeah.
So this white terrorist who shot these people up. They'd just be like, oh no, we can't do anything. We can't use excessive force. Another thing as well is, you know, if that was any other person, that person would be killed. If that was a brown guy, if that was a black man, that person would be shot dead on site.
What, the terrorist?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would probably would have had,
yeah. It would have been like, oh, he's too much of a threat. Yeah. Take him down. Oh, now, anytime it's a white person, man. Oh, we managed to subdue him without any excessive force.
Anyway, proper negative stuff trending on Twitter, isn't it?
It's the way of the world, man. If the world, the people are going to wake up and start saying to themselves, why are we supporting our politicians who are basically supporting these xenophobic, racist and homophobic views?
Yeah.
Then this is the world that we're living in, man. And it's horrible. You know, the whole Brexit thing as well, man. Those nubbids, Nigel Farage and them, like, started to do this Leave for March.
Yeah.
And the whole thing just looked depressing.
Yeah, I think there was about 24 people turned up or something like that.
Yeah.
Or like less than 100.
This is it, man. Like, and you think to yourself, like,
but you know what, yeah.
At least scale it down, innit?
Yeah, but you know what, though, yeah? Like, I've been seeing some tweets about, like, they're called, farms or something like that. So people got, like, millions of phones lined up, yeah?
Yeah.
And they're basically, like the Twitter bots, innit?
Okay.
And they make it look like that they're real, people tweeting.
Yeah, so basically people are, so you can imagine, so there's a viewpoint that's probably not as popular.
Yeah.
Someone must pay someone off and say, look, make this blow up, innit? Make this viral.
Yeah.
Okay.
And these people have got these like farms where they just like, they've got loads of phones set up.
Yeah.
And they're just literally just sharing the hell out of stuff and just retweeting.
And then that's how they get it viral.
Yeah.
Okay, that's dangerous, man. That is so dangerous. It's dangerous. No, you know what it is? I'm going to come back to this as well, but actually I might as well mention that. It's dangerous because people need to realise that even though social media has its good points, social media has its dark points, but in the end, social media is entertainment. Do not use social media to get your news from there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this comes down to the whole thing where even TV as well, getting your news from TV is not good because news is changed for the format of TV to make it snappy, to make it interested, just to give you enough to make you listen to it, but not give you the full background on it. And another thing as well is like, what the news is, what, 10 minutes? How can you cover complicated issues complicated political issues and stories within 10 minutes.
Hmm.
You can't. You can only cover so much, and then that's it. So it's, man. But yeah, anyway, that, what else was trending? Was there any fun things trending? Was it just all, everyone just...
I think there's a lot of depressing stuff for tech.
Yeah, yeah. I think everyone's just like, the world is in shock, isn't it?
Yeah.
The world is in shock, man.
I think our talk kind of went down a depressing route, man.
It's fine, man. It's the way though. It's the way the things are, isn't it, man?
Yeah.
But what else have we been up to? We went to...
Okay, so let's have a non-depressing thing that was trending. So did you see about these J.K. Rowling or Rowling tweets?
Okay, so is she explaining some of the Harry Potter characters and all that?
So basically, I think...
Yeah.
What was the last famous... last Fantastic Beasts film?
So called? Fantastic Beasts, The Crime of Grindelwald.
Yeah, so Crimes basically she must have been on the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Doing a commentary.
Okay.
And she must have said something.
Did you say on the Blu-ray? Like, she must have been on the Blu-ray.
Yeah, the Blu-ray DVD.
Yeah, on the Blu-ray.
And she must have been doing the commentary, and she must have said that Dumbledore and Grindelwald had a sexual relationship where they had incredibly intense sex or whatever.
Yeah.
But the thing was, nobody asked, and she just went there and started saying it. So then everyone started mocking her on social media.
No, but the thing is, she already mentioned that them guys had a pre-existing relationship.
Yeah, but she never went into the details on it. Okay. But she started going into the details of it.
Okay, okay.
And people have been doing these memes or tweets where they just be like nobody asked, and J.K. Rowling, the sorting hat eats ass.
Okay, so everyone's basically started giving like explanations of things that we didn't want to know. I think I read one where basically someone said, because I just read it and thought, what the hell's going on, and I just logged off social media. So it was kind of like nobody asked, and Dementors come hard.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell, man. Yeah. I was like, the internet's had it, man.
And they were saying that nobody asked, and the next Harry Potter movie is going to be released on Pornhub.
No way. Okay, so that was making more sense, because I was like, what the hell is happening, man? Like, what are people,
what are they tuning about? Anyway, that was a bit light-hearted stuff, but that was quite funny.
But I think what JK,
oh, you know what, there was one thing trending that we forgot about. So basically, the Avengers trailer came out, didn't it?
Oh yeah, Endgame trailer.
Yeah.
Which was, it was okay, like I watched it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I don't need any more marketing.
Yeah.
I think no one needs any more marketing for an Avengers trailer.
Yeah.
You release the first one, you release the second one, you don't need any more.
Yeah. Like, that's why I didn't watch
anymore. Who's gonna watch that one trailer and be like, that's it, you got me. I'm gonna go and watch the rest of the 21 films.
Yeah.
Including Captain Marvel. And then I'm gonna watch Endgame.
Yeah. So all the 20 films been leading up to this have been the trailer, man.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
But the reason it was trending was because, you know, on the poster, they had everybody's name on there who was on the poster.
Yeah.
Apart from, is it Danai Gurira?
You know what?
Danai Gurira. So the woman who plays...
Michelle? Is it Michelle from The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Okoye? Okoye?
Okay.
The thingy. What's I've now completely forgotten there.
Yeah.
What tribe she plays in?
No, she plays the Dora Milaje.
Yeah.
Dora Milaje from Black Panther. Yeah.
Yeah.
Danai Gurira. So Danai Gurira. Oh man, Danai Gurira. So she should have. We know the worst thing is I actually learned how to say her name, and now I've got someone else come up on here. I can't spell. Damn you, dyslexia. Danai Gurira. Okay, yeah. So basically what happened? So
yeah, so they didn't put her on the name on her name on the poster.
Yeah.
So then Marvel re-released the poster and put her name onto it.
Should they? Because look, basically they had bloody Bradley Cooper's name on it, and he's just providing a voice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And a lot of Black Twitter was pissed, man, and rightfully
she says, okay.
Rightfully so, because they're like, come on, man. Like,
the thing is that at this point, every single Marvel character, is popular in it.
Yeah, straight up. Everyone's got a following. Everyone's, you know, they could even do, like, they were saying that it were wicked, because basically, Black Panther, the characters were that, and not just mean strong as in physically strong, the characters that rich in the backstory and who they were. You could have a DeLorean Milaje spin-off. You know what I mean? You could have Black You could have characters in Black Panther that are pure spin off.
Yeah.
Because the you know, Ryan Coogler built that universe,
hmm.
and it would be interesting.
Yeah.
So it was basically a total mess up on their part. And it's that thing again where, like, how did they miss her? Because they straight up would notice, oh, Scarlett Johansson's name is missing, Bradley Cooper's name is missing. So once again,
man.
She's got that ability.
Light,
wait, no, but she's got that ability of being invisible.
Yeah.
And she doesn't even know it. That's the problem. Like, but I'll tell you, getting on some more depressing news. That's not really depressing.
No, this is supposed to be a light-hearted thing. Go on.
Yo, okay, I can't pronounce it. Oh my God. I cannot pronounce this game. Okay, this name. So, okay. So check this one. So this there's this play happening in it's coming to Birmingham, and it's called The Colour Purple. And basically this actress gets cast as the lead for this play called The Colour Purple. And The Colour Purple, its main character is I think she's lesbian. But anyway, so the character is lesbian.
Yeah.
But what happened is somebody found, I say somebody, it's basically the star of another musical called Hamilton. The guy basically found a old social media post of what the actor tweeted ages ago. Hmm. And the actor tweeted this publicly. So it wasn't even like, you know, he had to go hunting in private social media messages or whatever. So the actor basically finds this public tweet or this public Facebook post. And this actor, she's basically condemning homosexuality, and she's condemning the whole thing, and she's like, X, Y, and Z, you know, it's not natural.
Yeah.
And basically the geezer called her out on it, the actor dude who found it, and it says, please explain yourself. But in the end she got dropped and she got recast, so she basically lost, so she got basically got dropped out of the play because everyone's like, what the hell. But I'm thinking, like, it comes down to, now some people are trying to justify it, saying, oh, she's just acting. But the idea is that, you know, you, first of all, you're in the world of theatre, you're in the world of acting, and this is not me being stereotypical, but you're in a world where a lot of people see it as a safe space. And a lot of people just want to be themselves, even though they're playing other people.
Yeah.
Which probably doesn't make any sense. But, you know, people want to be accepted for who they are, and it's, to an extent. And I just think it's, I think it's, you, these views don't seem to, not that they don't seem to match or into that, or mash, they just don't seem to, they're not helpful, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So basically what you're saying, so it's an actress was playing that role in that film,
or in a play called The Colour of Purple. Yeah.
And it's about a lesbian.
Yeah.
What's it called? Character.
Yeah.
But she was tweeting homophobic stuff.
Yeah, but she's tweeting the stuff, homophobic stuff, from like 2014, yeah.
That's not actually that long ago. And that's, to be honest with you, yeah. That if she's tweeting that, why is she going for plays like that if she doesn't believe it?
Well, that's nothing as well. Like, why wouldn't she turn around and say, you know what, I don't believe, like, I would have probably respected her more in a sense that if she turned around and said, you know what,
like, religiously or whatever, I don't believe this, you know, like
fair
or
enough,
for whatever reason.
But why are you going for, cause then give that part, not give that part, but you know what I mean, like, stay the hell out of it.
Yeah, like, if you're not interested in it, why would you be involved
but
in it?
But that's the thing, in the end, obviously, paycheck, that's what it is. Like, what is her views if she's willing to get a paycheck for it? But no, that's a ranting.
It's a proper ranting episode, bro.
A ranting episode. It's because we're all pissed off at what's happened with it's horrible.
Okay,
man.
So
horrible.
Let's move on next to what we've been up to.
Okay, we've been ranting. That's what we've been up to. Now, okay, let's start off with let's go with
So we went to a place to eat called Soho Tavern.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is basically in
was it Hockley?
Handsworth. Hockley, yeah.
Hockley, yeah.
Let's see what their address is. So it's in Birmingham.
Yeah.
It's in Hockley. And it's
Soho Tavern. So it's a pub grill, an Indian pub grill. And the food is amazing, man.
We're doing a terrible job of describing this. So basically, it's an Indian pub grill that do grill chicken, kebabs, lamb chops, fish pakoras, all the kind of nice stuff that you'd expect to have at a nice
wedding. And the thing,
and they're not uncommon. There's quite a few around Birmingham and everywhere.
You're absolutely right. There's quite a few around Birmingham. But this is the first one where every time I was mentioning it to people that were thinking of going here, they were like, yeah, they said it's the best, like the number one joint. And I was like, okay. So straight away, I went up with the high expectations. And it was.
He lived up to the expectations.
It did, man. Because
So I'm just checking him out on TripAdvisor. Yeah, they got 438 reviews, which is quite a lot for a small.
Yeah.
Oh,
So
and they got 4.5 stars.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
And I think I remember seeing, I remember someone. I think, basically Jay Skills. Remember Jay Skills?
Yeah.
Of Skills Inc. I think he done like a top 10 pub grills in the West Midlands, in Birmingham.
Mm.
And I think he put that number one as well, you know.
Hmm.
So somebody's
put that the vegetarian food wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but come on, man. You're not going to go there for vegetarian food.
Okay, this is interesting.
Okay.
Somebody put, it's not as good as my first visit.
Okay.
Which, that'll be...
I'll be a slider. Yeah. So, do you think... Okay, and the other thing I liked about it as well, though, we actually went on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
And we managed to get a table quite quickly.
Yeah.
And I think it was quite high turnover in it, so they must be having a lot of people coming in, coming out. And other thing that surprised me was he's quite family friendly.
Yeah.
Even though a lot of people said it will be family friendly, I was just thinking, like, you think Indian Man Pub Grill, he's just full of, like, bare lads somewhere where you just go with the lads. And
yeah, yeah, it was pretty good. But I mean, somebody else has put the vegetarian food was on point.
Yeah.
Somebody's put, oh, my days, best place ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody's put outstanding food, very good prices. I thought the prices were pretty good.
Yeah.
Excellent food. So, I mean, overall, man, I thought it was a pretty good experience. Like, we had the, like, a mixed grill sizzler.
Yeah. Two of those.
And we had some fish pakoras. And we had some chips. And some naans.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, and that was enough, between enough for five of us. But it's actually quite a lot of food, isn't it?
It is, man. No
even
wonder
saying,
we're stuffed.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of food.
Dude, man.
But I mean, even like the beers and the drinks and all that, that was pretty cheap as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That was cheap, man. That was decent, man.
So I think all in all, between five of us,
yeah,
I reckon it probably cost about 60 quid, 60, 70 quid.
Which is all right, which is like £10 head.
Yeah.
Including drinks and all that food as well.
Yeah.
And we're stuffed.
Properly stuffed.
That was wicked, man. So we definitely recommend that. Definitely go again. How many... Four stars,
I definitely recommend it. Definitely go again. I think for a desi grill kind of place, I think I'll probably give it 5 stars.
Fair enough.
Because it's probably like the best one that I've been to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then again, I've only been to that Special Spices, but they also got another branch in West Brom called Soho Oak.
Okay.
Which I'm going to be going to on Wednesday.
Hmm.
So I'll let you know how that one is, isn't
it? It might not be as good as your first visit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might. Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay.
But the thing is that, like, when you do go back somewhere, like, you know, like, you do have high expectations. But we had high expectations anyway.
Yeah. I hate it when, you know, when you recommend a place to a mate and you'd be like, yo, I went here last time and it was wicked. And you go back a second time around and it's just, like, terrible.
Yeah.
And the service is crap. And you're like, you feel like your soul is being judged and you're like...
But
you're like,
honestly, man, there was so much...
What's up?
There was so much staff there.
Yeah.
And, like, that was place packed with staff in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they had loads of people working there.
Yeah, and like, they had, like, obviously where we were sitting was cold, man.
Yeah,
afterwards, you got used to it. But I think you got to probably get in at a certain time.
Hmm.
I don't know if you can book a table. Everywhere I've seen, like...
I don't know if you can book a table.
Yeah, I think you just turn up. They fit you where they can, innit? But I liked it, man. It had a good atmosphere.
Hmm.
Everyone seemed to be chilling as well. Just, like, that's another thing as well. It's always nice when, you know, everyone's busy enjoying the food and it's good atmosphere, good ambience. I enjoyed it, man.
So what else have you been up to?
What else have been up to? I've been watching Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And then this is what got me to, basically, because I was watching it thinking, man, it'd be wicked to invent something.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, and then your brain starts thinking, what should I invent? What can I invent? So I was there doing loads of like research and stuff and all that, and looking into stuff to invent.
Hmm.
But I was also, because it's obviously St. Patrick's Day weekend, I was looking at 15 things that were surprisingly invented in Ireland or by Irish inventors.
Okay.
So the first one on the list is an induction coil. So this was invented by some dude called Rev Nicholas Callan.
An induction coil, so is that to do with heat?
I think so, on it. But it's like, so yeah, so induction coil is like, what does it do? So it's basically car ignition still used as technology. They still use his invention.
Okay.
But I think a lot of other places will do it. Obviously, number 14, you know, was invented in
Ireland. Is it?
It's... I'm doing this.
Is it beer?
It's Guinness.
Guinness,
yeah. So Guinness is interesting. I think with Guinnesses, it's advertisements have always been on point, and the marketing's always been on point with Guinness. Crazy, man. Have you been to the Guinness factory?
I have, yeah.
What do you think of it?
I think it's good, man.
Like, would you recommend it? Would you go again?
I think I'd definitely recommend go again. We were pouring our own... Guinness and stuff, man. It's pretty good.
You know, when I used to drink, man, Guinness used to be my favorite.
My favorite drink,
man. Yeah, because everyone used to be like, "Oh, having Guinness is like having a meal." And I used to drink a meal, and I used to also have a meal.
What else did they invent?
Okay, we got whiskey distilling apparatus. That's all it says, man. I can't even pronounce these Irish names.
We're talking about Shark Tank and not pronouncing words. Yeah. Like, one of the Americans pronounce the words really weird, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. So you got one half which is like, this is a niche.
Yeah.
And then the other half's like, this is a niche.
Niche.
Which is...
And one of the women, she always says... Laurie.
Yeah.
She always, instead of saying it's a demonstrable product,
yeah,
she always says, this is demonstrable. And I don't know whether that's like a play on words for her. Like, you know, like if she can demonstrate it, she probably calls it a monster because she can sell it. So I don't know whether it's actually her saying it on purpose.
Yeah. Okay.
Because like if you can demonstrate it, then you're going to have a monster product, monster sales in it. So I don't know whether it's her jokey word or she's made up. Demonstrable. Or whether she can't pronounce it.
But I'll tell you, Shark Tank's wicked, man. Like, I mean, they'll keep talking about it. The number 12 on the invention, a guided missile, which is quite scary.
That is quite scary,
isn't it? Guided missile.
Yeah.
An injector seat.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. Must save a lot of lives.
Injector, eject.
Ejector seat, yeah. Injector seat. Which also comes down to apparently hypodermic syringe as well.
Hmm.
By Dublin doctor, Francis Rind. Apparently made his own stuff, man. Made his own stuff. Okay, that's pretty cool. Okay. Flavoured crisps?
That can't be true.
Tato. Okay. I had to do it. I had to go in there, man. No,
they got a company called Tato, haven't they?
Well, yeah, it's... So this guy called... that's his nickname. And I don't know where the guy's actually... name's called Spud. But it's actually Joseph Spud Murphy. The main man behind crisps and Tato. And before his invention, the flavour of crisps was only salt.
Okay.
But after several experiments, he made salt and vinegar. So he was like, put something on it. Cheese and onion.
Yeah.
And apparently his invention was a runaway success.
Was it?
Unlike Walker's. I also do terrible puns.
That was a terrible pun, man.
Oh, yeah, the submarine, which is crazy. A lot of warfare, isn't it?
Yeah.
These boys, man, what are they doing? And what else? Okay, we're getting there. But I tell you, Shark Tank is amazing. Like, it just gets you thinking about things and real life business, doesn't it?
Mm.
That's the great. Like, I definitely recommend it, man.
But I think like any of the inventions that the Irish people have got, I think they made them quite a lot of money. You know?
Did you know? I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, because it just kept doubling.
Okay.
Man, that was a long setup for a shit joke. You know,
bacon rashes.
Okay, forget the Irish inventions.
Oh no, color photography. I'm nearly there. Color photography is amazing. The modern tractor as well. Wow. Probably because potatoes. The tank. Okay, this is getting crazy, man.
There's no way they invented all that stuff, man.
I don't know, man. Okay, what's transatlantic phone calls? Get out of here, man.
Come on, man.
Lord Kevlin Thompson helped lay cables from one part of the country to another part of the country.
Okay, let's move on to Shark Tank. So you watched...
The Cure for Leprosy. Amazing. Boys are killing it. No, do they...
And you should have read this website first before you started.
Portable defibrillator as well.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Honestly, you invented a lot of shit, man.
Yeah, wicked stuff, man.
That's
saving lives. And a tank which helps kill lives. Yeah, Karen.
That's good, man. So, the other thing we've been watching Shark Tank, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
And I think there was three seasons on, wasn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
So we start watching the first season.
7, 8, 9. Yeah.
So now we're on to we watched the last season. That's the latest one.
Yeah.
And the sharks... why is it better? I was saying to you, why is it better than Dragon's Den?
I don't know. I think first of all, I think the inventions that are coming through are things that we've never seen before. Because normally it's like, I don't know, something will happen in the UK in terms of products, and then people are, oh, this will be wicked in America. But I think it's true at the same. Like, in certain area aspects, America's like leading the way in inventions and problems and solving the most of it is first world issues, isn't it?
Yeah.
First world problems, you know what I mean? So the really good ones are really good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you start looking at it as well when a thing comes through, and straight away you notice X, Y, and Z, why this ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
I think what's been interesting though, how they in terms of how they also show the sharks talking about the product afterwards as well.
Yeah.
And basically them giving their whole thoughts on it. And I think that's what makes it interesting as well.
Yeah.
And I think another thing why it's interesting is because the sharks also give advice as well.
Hmm.
So a person, an entrepreneur would come in and say, look, man, either we can't help you because you're doing a good job by yourself.
Yeah.
Or you're doing, you know, you, this is a good business for you, but we can't grow it.
Hmm.
And or they just give them a full down rundown of things to do.
Yeah.
I don't think they're doing that in the British one, but I ain't seen the British one for a while in it.
Hmm.
But the British one's always like, it's dark and dingy. This is like, yeah, got a massive room. They have a bit of a laugh. It's not, the people can be themselves in it.
And there's no one really presenting it as well.
Yeah.
So it makes the sharks seem like they're better.
Yeah.
Like it's their show, innit?
And also, like, I think what they're saying, that when they first had Shark Tank, they had like a massive board, like a table, but tables are sometimes barriers in it. And then the fact that they don't have that table, they then feel that they can talk to the people. I think also the sharks are passionate as well, because it's not just, oh, we're doing this for our own business. They're passionate about inspiring entrepreneurs in America.
Yeah, because like one of the dudes who was chatting about his the way he grew up, he was about to cry in it, because he was talking about
Robert Hirschbeck. Yeah,
yeah. So he was on about how he, what he went through, and he was telling the other guy. And you could see that the geezer's about to cry in it.
Most of them, like, for example, Robert Hirschbeck, obviously, he talks about his dad going to prison 23 times and having a, you know, he came over from, Croatia.
Yeah.
And then, for example, Kevin O'Leary talks about how he's lost his dad when he was, 7 years old. So most of that, they have come from a self-made life. I mean, obviously, they have, because they're entrepreneurs. And even, like, Mark Cuban as well, I think he's Russian in heritage. So they're all, you know, they're all basically grinded. So when they get people come into the Shark Tank and they're like, this is what we've done, this is how we pursued, I think they really connect to it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the story there, where I think that's what it is. I think it's, it's,
that's good,
like,
man. I think if you haven't watched it, I'd definitely recommend watching it.
I feel like watching some of it again, because it's, I think it's wicked as well. Like they as I said, it's like it gets you thinking about your whole aspect of business and all.
Yeah, because you obviously had to do a deal with the bar.
Yeah, I had to do a deal with the bar, and it kind of helped me think.
It helped you because like you looked at other aspects rather than just focusing on one thing.
Yeah.
So you didn't just go with how much money you can make.
Yeah.
You went with, okay, so what is a good product from the consumer point of view?
Yeah.
So that was quite good, innit?
That helped you, innit?
Yeah.
And I think another interesting thing as well is that you think, like, people, oh, you make an app and you're going to be rolling in it.
Yeah.
Even we're finding apps are, the whole business model is so different, man.
Yeah. And like, I think the one thing that we both learned was customer acquisition, innit?
Yeah. That's a big
because
thing,
I didn't realise how much money you have to invest to actually get a customer.
Well, that's it. Like, you always assume that, okay, you have to put X amount of money into marketing.
Yeah.
And you have
that's
customer acquisition. But then you think, okay, I'll just keep putting loads into marketing, it's fine, and not worry about how many people are coming back. And it sounds stupid, but that's what a lot of businesses do.
Yeah.
They don't realise, okay, how much people can you actually get back from that?
Hmm.
And they don't work out how much they cost to get that customer into the store.
Yeah.
Or, you know, to a show or whatever.
Hmm.
And this makes you think about it, because even some of these guys who are millionaires, billionaires, even themselves are thinking, when they realise that they're going to spending a lot of money in one thing, they don't bother with it.
Hmm.
And that's another thing as well. Like, I think it's brilliant, man. And I think a lot of people, you could see basically, as you watching it from season 7 to 8, then the people coming in season 9, they got their numbers, they know what they need to do, they're coming to the tank, and it's just like pitching creatively, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're also like countering with the offers, they're not just taking the first offer that comes in, they know who they want, they've done the research.
Yeah.
And they also, you also, when a business comes in as well, because you know the type of business, you realise that, okay, they're going to need a lot of money, because they're going to have a lot of stock to go into retail.
Hmm.
Or if they're just going to sell online, then they can manage it.
Hmm.
And also, they also talked about, if you're selling your product through Amazon and you cannot protect it in terms of, so if someone can make a knockoff of your product, Amazon will make the knockoff, delete you out of the equation, and sell that product
under their name, innit?
Under their name, yeah. And I've seen that come up, man, because there's Amazon Choices.
Yeah.
And Amazon, like,
Amazon knockoff
alternative,
basically.
And that's so bad, man.
Hmm.
Because you're relying on that as a revenue source. But then when people are just selling through social media as well, they're saying that if if Facebook gives you it, Facebook can take it away.
Hmm.
And that's why it's like they're talking about other forms of marketing which are not just Amazon or social media.
Yeah, and like directing people to your website,
yeah,
and all that kind of stuff, innit?
But it's
an interesting show, man. It's definitely worth watching, innit?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean, man. It's been an education, man.
Hmm.
Well, I have to watch the first episode of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Okay, how was that?
That was alright, that was good.
Hmm.
But we'll watch the rest of that. And there's so many other new things on Netflix, man, like
that Madeleine McCann program.
That's what we've got to watch as well,
isn't it? I was supposed to watch that for this
episode
and talk about it, but you feel like you just need to sit down and focus, don't you, and concentrate on it.
Yeah, no, I think, but I just wanted to finish Shark Tank. I just wanted to finish that, but yeah. I know what you mean. So the Madeleine McCann thingy is like a series.
Yeah.
Which looks interesting, but who got that commissioned? What I'm trying to say.
Okay, basically, this is what we got planned for next week. So what else you got planned for next week?
That's it, man.
So I think I'm going to Bradford.
Okay.
Have you got anything planned?
Just gym, man.
Have we got any films planned?
Us, which is the new Jordan Peele horror film. That's
yeah.
on Saturday.
I think I want to go and watch Captain Marvel again.
Cool. We'll try to
so
speed
that film by Jordan Peele,
yeah.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go Bradford. And then obviously I want to watch this thing on Netflix as well.
Yeah, the Madeleine McCann thing. And
yeah. But I think basically the Madeleine McCann thing, like, I ain't even watched it, but you know nothing's going to get resolved.
Yeah, it's just, that's the thing as well. That's what's
yeah.
going
to
really...
Like, it just seems like what you're about to say, innit? Like,
yeah.
who's commissioned it? It seems like a bit of a moneymaker, innit?
That's what I mean.
Yeah. So,
and
like, if the money's going to the Madeleine McCann's parents.
Yeah.
They
just
are
making
fucking
money.
Making money from
yeah.
it, man. Innit?
Because at least, I don't know, at least put that money into finding other missing children. Other
exactly,
missing children that
man.
Never
why would
get...
they? Why would they like keep trying to look for that kid and not put that money towards?
Because obviously,
how can look for other children
when it comes down to a thing, innit?
Oh man, don't even say it, man.
When it's
a white
kid, when it's a white kid, then the whole world's like, where is this person?
Yeah.
But if it's any other ethnic kid, man, like you know, all those kids that are getting lost in America,
yeah.
when are they getting lost in America? All those kids that. Bloody
the American government
yeah,
took
Donald
in
Trump
and,
took
yeah.
in and the all the kids are vanishing, man.
Yeah,
and they got no
record of where the kids
yeah.
are gone.
And that's obviously, yeah. This
but yeah,
been,
so that's what I wanted to watch, innit?
Yeah. I think I want to finish off Queer Eye for the Straight Guy as well.
Yeah.
There's so many good things coming on Netflix now, man. So I'm trying to basically, I think before what I was doing was I was going to gym straight after work, innit?
Yeah.
But I realise now if I go to gym straight after work, it just takes me ages getting there. So I've started to come home. Chill out for a bit and then go gym, and that's actually more effort.
Yeah, so you're gonna go back to
I'm gonna go back to doing that because I realised that it's actually shorter if I come home first because I don't have to get ready. The gym's empty at the time I'm gonna go, and the swimming pool's empty as well.
So you're gonna come home and then go gym?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's what, and I find that works as well. What else am I gonna talk about? Yeah, I think that's it, man. I think I'm not doing anything else other than that.
Okay. And emails and tweets, I don't think we had any.
No.
Outro, so you can check us out on social media, We Don't Do Stuff.
Yeah. And you can check us out on...
and you can email us at wedontdostuff@gmail.com.
Brilliant. I've been Sunny Dapp.
And I'm Jazz, and this is our podcast about stuff we don't... What am I doing, man?
We're in
I'm
a loop.
Going back into a loop.
We're in a loop.
What I meant was...
I'm Sunny...
Jazz. go on.
I'm Sunny Dapp, and I'm independent.
And Tuna McCartney, that means no problems. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Now I feel like you need to play the start of the intro and people are going to be like, oh no, it's repeating itself. While they're driving thinking, I don't turn this off.
Switch it off.
Take care, man.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.